parsha, Parshas Va'era, begins Vaydaber Elikim al Moshe Vayoyme Elov Ani Hashem. Dibur is always a lashon kasha, harshness. Amira is a lashon of raka, soft. So Vaydaber Elikim al Moshe begins with a lashon kasha, Vayoyme Elov, and then he changed to raka. What is pshat in this change over here? So Rabbi Simcha Zissel, he explained that we know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him harshly. Rashi explains to us, because at the end of last week's parasha, Moshe complained to the Rabbi Nishloilam. Why did you treat Klal Yisrael badly? Since I went to Paro, things got worse. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to him harshly. When you're giving musa to somebody, teichacha, rebuke, you can start off harshly. You want to make sure he gets the message. But as soon as you've begun, you change to a Lashon Raka, gently. You want a person to be mekabel it, you've got to talk in a warm way, in a caring way. We spoke about when Yaakov gave Musa to the shepherds. How could he give them Musa? Why are you gathering the sheep? The day's not over yet. He was risking his life. They were shady characters, those shepherds back then. They could have killed him. Why did he take that risk? And the Ponovich Rav explained how he gave the Musa. He said, Achai, my brothers. He spoke with warmth. A person has to know how to give Musa. The Pasuk says, Al teichiach letz. Do not give Musa to a letz. Pen yisna ekwe. He might come to hate you. Hoicheich lechocham. Give Musa to a chocham. Yavecho and he will love you. See, Al Sheikh explained that Pasuk. Al teichiach letz. Don't give Musa by calling the person a letz. Hoicheich lechocham, tell him he's a chocham, a person like you on your level. You can do better than that. Build the person to give musa. Don't lower the person. I want to give you an example of a way of being makarev somebody. Just a story I saw to makarev somebody to do mitzvahs. There was a person was traveling in a taxi in Eretz Yisrael, and the taxi driver had a ponytail, had an earring. And he says that I'm going to be chozer b'tshuva. I'm in the middle, he told him. He says, you want to know why? He says, yes. So he says, because a while back, he was taking a rav from Cholon to Bnei Brak. And so, and at the end of the trip, it takes 20 minutes, half hour on the way, when he got there, the rav said to him, maybe you would like something to drink. It's a hot day. He says, oh, thank you very much. The taxi driver started going inside. He was about to turn off the meter. He says, no, you're doing me a favor. Leave the meter running. It's on me. So he thought it's strange. Okay. He goes in. So he doesn't just give him a cold drink and go. He puts the kettle on. He sits down shvuzdim while the kettle is boiling. And then he makes a coffee for him. It's very hot. Takes time to drink it. Gives him cake. And all this time the meter's running. Schmoozing with him. And then he's about to leave. He says, okay, I'm going now. He says, perhaps you put on tefillin now. Did you put on tefillin now? So maybe you put on tefillin. He says, I've got to go to work. It's when you're working. The meter's on. So he doesn't know what to do. On one hand, he feels uncomfortable, but that's what the person wants. Okay, so put on tefillin. Says he put on tefillin, came back to the taxi afterwards, and the person paid him what he said. And he gave a nice tip as well. And he saw how a yid behaves, or from a yid. And he's, how he wants to, how mitzvahs mean so much to him. And he's willing to pay him a chazak somebody else. It got him a little bit interested in Yiddish guy. He started wearing tzitzis then, started taking interest. We have opportunities like that. It's mechazak other people, but do it in a pleasant way. There was once a neighbor of mine in Monsey, moved to Eretz Yisrael, somebody called Peretz Sontag. And he was moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he had to take care of some paperwork. Government paperwork is very complicated in Eretz Yisrael. A lot of red tape, bureaucracy there. And it was Hanukkah time, and he was sitting in an office, waiting with other 50 other people to take care of some forms that had to fill in and give in. And everybody was hot, and bothered, and angry. And they're sitting there. He got up, went out, bought 50 donuts, bought some drinks, and gave them out. And the place became a different place after that, he said. Everybody was schmoozing with each other and happy and talking about Hanukkah and the donuts. Changed that whole attitude. He spent $20 or something. And these people, particularly in Eretz Yisrael, many of the people who aren't from there, they look at the Chared and the Datiyim as like they're crazy, as terrible people. And to act like that, the Kiddush Hashem was incredible. For that $20, what he achieved. That is a way of making Kiddush Hashem, you're going to be a car of people. Okay, the Pasuk says, Hu Aaron Moshe, Asher Omar Hashem Lehem, Ha'itzios Bnei Yisrael Mez Mitzrayim Al Tivoysa. This is Perek Vav, Pasuk Chav Vav. It first puts Aaron first. The next Pasuk says, Heim Hamadabram Val Parim Melech Mitzrayim, Lo Ha'itzios Bnei Yisrael Mim Mitzrayim. Hu Moshe Va'arin. So one pasuk puts Aaron first, one Moshe first. Says Rashi, why does it do that? To tell you, Sheshkudin Ke'echot. They're equal. So first of all, many of the Mefarshei HaTorah explain that the Torah is Madaik, which one it puts first in each pasuk. When it talks about taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, who was the main one? Moshe or Aaron? Moshe was the main one. So therefore, when the pasuk of taking Klal Yisrael out, it put Aaron first. Just as Moshe took them out, Aaron was his equal. Who Aaron and Moshe? Asher Omar Hashem lehem hitziyu es bnei Yisrael. It puts Aaron for Moshe to show in that they're equal. The next pasuk is talking about speaking to Pari. In speaking to Pari, who was the main one? Aaron. In that pasuk it says Moshe first, to show Moshe was equal in that part. In everything, they were equal. The Shlach Kodesh of Moshe Feinstein, and many ask, what does it mean they were equal? We know that Leikom Bisrael Kamoshe. Moshe was unique, was special. How could it be that Aaron and Moshe were equal? So Moshe explains that we make a mistake. And we think that the person who achieved more in life, got more done, did greater things, is the greater person. And it doesn't have to be like that. It all starts when we're young and we see report cards. And on the report card it says, you're great. And I have to say, this yeshiva is better than some other yeshivas. In another yeshiva I teach in, it has the grade in large. And then there's little letters where you have there, effort, homework, participation. And they come in little letters, small part of it. The Rebbe Yishlom's report card, what is the main thing? The main thing is effort. You can know Kol HaTorah Kula, but you didn't put any effort in. You've got a brilliant head. You learn to narrow day and you know shas. You think that person is going to get the same schar as a person who schwitzed 12, 15 hours a day to learn shas? Of course not. Which one is really greater? The one who knows shas or the one who worked hard and he doesn't even know shas? But he put in 12, 15 hours a day. Effort is the main thing. In the Rabbi Shlom's report card, effort is the main box. And then of course there's what you achieved, academics as well. In the Reuven at least they're equal. Shkulim heim. You have effort and the academic grade. They're the same size, right? So the Pasuk is telling us here, yes, Aaron and Moshe may have been greater. But by the Rebbe Yishlom, Shkulim Heim, both of them did to the maximum of their ability. And with it, Moshe explains the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yud, says, Yosef Radio Yeshua, he got sick and he kind of died. And he came back again. His father said to him, what did you see in the other world? He said, Oilam Hofach Ra'isi. I saw an upside down world. I saw Al Yoinim Lamato. The top people were below, and the people below were on top. He says, no. Oilam Boris, you saw what you saw was a correct world. So it's hard to understand. What was he saying, says Ramosha? I saw an upside down world. We all know that what we see is not real. There could be somebody davening in our shul who's a tzaddik yisoid olim, we don't know about it. You can't tell by somebody's looks. So we know that. So why was he surprised? Oh, I saw an upside down world. I was shocked to see that the lower people were up, the upper people were low. Why was he so shocked? Why is he calling it upside down world? So Moshe explains, what it means is, he saw that the people in this world who were great up there too. El Yoyim, they were great people. But even though they were great, they were Gedolim, and they were great in the next world, there could be people who were lower down, and they were above them. So I saw people who were El Yoyim. They were real, weren't fakers. They were real Elyonim. But the Elyonim were Lamata. They weren't as high as some other people who were lower in this world. They were really a Lomadreka. They never reached that level of these other people. But they put everything they've got. They tried their best. And therefore they were higher in the next world. This is what the Rebbe Shlom is looking for us. Effort. Doing the best you can. This is, similar idea comes up. If we look at Perek Zayin, Pasuk Vav, it's a strange Pasuk. Vayas Moshe v'Aaron kasha tziva Hashem oisom kein osu. So it repeats itself. Vayas Moshe v'Aaron did, and the Pasuk ends off, kein osu, so they did. Why does it say it twice? The Rechaim HaKadosh gives four pshatim. The first pshat he says is, when a person does a mitzvah, there are two things involved doing a mitzvah. One is, you have to do it to your fullest understanding, capability, ability, and you do it the best way you can. That's one thing. So v'yas Moshe v'Aaron, they did it the best way they did, the best way they could. There's another thing, even if you're doing it the best way possible, doesn't mean you're doing it correctly. Doesn't mean you're doing it with the right kavanas. So Pasuk stresses at the end, kasha tziva Hashem oisom kein osu. They did it in Mekayim, the second part. They did exactly to the maximum way it's possible to do it. The best they could, and it worked out, they were doing it exactly like it was supposed to be done. That's the first pshat. Leaving us already? Second pshat is that when a person does things, mitzvahs in life, very often a person gets a personal benefit from the mitzvah. Helps your ego. You see Nebuch, a poor person, and you give him some money. You feel very good about it. Person helps him time Cheshavas. It's a geshmaka feeling. There was a Rebbe who used to give tzedakah, and after he gave the honor, he gave him a second time. Once he gave him Yad Rachmanis. The second time he wanted to give the Shem Mitzvah. It's not easy to do a mitzvah totally the Shem Shemayim. Imagine Moshe and Aaron. They want to take Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. You can imagine how they felt sorry, the tzar they felt for Klai Yisrael. How much it meant for them to take him out. How they would feel so good about it. But when they took Klai Yisrael out, they didn't do it because they would feel good. They did it because Rabbi Shalom told them to. Vayas Moshe v'Aaron. They did it. Kasha tziva Hashem oisom kein osu. They did it only because of the tzivoy Hashem. Another pshat he says is, I'll skip out one of them, just do the last pshat he says is, to translate kasher differently. Kasher doesn't mean just like, it means when. Moshe and Aaron did kasher tziva Hashem oisom. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, right away with his reasons, they went and did it. I'm sure many of you have experienced that your parents have asked you to take out the garbage. I'm sure many of you experienced that your mother came back half hour later and say, what happened? And you said, I'm doing it. It doesn't be right now. Take a chill. And then you can't understand, why can't I leave it for another hour? What's the difference if I do it now or later? No, there's an inyan of zrizus, Zevi. There's an inyan of zrizus. There's an inyan, they kasha tziva Hashem oisam. Hashem told them everything they were told instantly. They did it. This fits very well with the Sipporon on the next pasuk. The next pasuk says, "O Moshe ben Shmoinim Shana, the Aaron ben Shalosh Shmoinim Shana, b'Dabrim El Paroi." The pasuk tells us how old they were. Why does it tell us now how old they were? So Sipporon says that it's telling us, "Im Kol Zekein Usam," they were old. "Hishkimu is Daros Laros and Koinam." They went with his reasons. A person gets old. It's difficult to move quickly, to do things the same way as when one is young. And he says, even in those days, Shmoinim Shana was an old man. You've reached the age of Gvura. He brings the Pasuk. It's difficult, but they went and did it with reasons. The Torah is dressing and telling us, look at Moshe and Aaron, how old they were. And they still went to do it. So if it's beautiful, that Erechaim HaKadosh, how they rushed at this age. There's another pshat over here, which the Ksav Sofer says, which fits with the other pshat of the Erechaim HaKadosh. The Ksav Sofer explains, why does it say the ages? Because just like the Erechaim HaKadosh told us before, that when they did these, when they took Klai Yisrael out, they didn't do it for their own personal benefit. They did it L'Shem Shammai, who says, they became leaders in Klai Yisrael. People love to have to get a job as a leader. You look how people want to be president. People are willing to do a lot to be a leader. There's great comfort in being a leader. Who says it was L'Shem Shammai? So the Torah doesn't have to tell us that Moshe was L'Shem Shammai. Because we know when Moshe was asked, he refused the job. So obviously, he's not chasing comfort. He didn't want it. But how do you know Aaron didn't do it for COVID? Maybe Aaron liked the idea of being a leader in Klal Yisrael. So the pasuk tells us, Moshe ben Shmoinim Shana. Moshe was 80 years old. The Aaron, how old was he? 83. Aaron was 3 years older. But Dabram al Pare. Aaron went as the Turgman, the mouthpiece. He's talking for Moshe. Who's really in charge? Moshe. Aaron's really the sidekick. Aaron's not in charge. And he's willing to do that. His willing to do that shows, obviously, it was a Shem Shemayim. The Torah wants to point out that he was willing to machni himself below Moshe, because that was the Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk Perek Zayin Pasuk Dalet says, we don't have time still?
A minute or two.
Okay, we'll try quickly. V'lo yishma aleichem paroi. Pari won't listen. Nasati es yodi b'mitroyim. And here are the difficult words. Voitseisi es tzivoisai. I will take out tzivoisai. And then it says, es ami b'nei Yisrael. Who are these two people? Tzivoisai, the es ami. It sounds like two separate groups. And if you'll tell me tzivoisai is b'nei Yisrael, it should say, voitseisi es tzivoisai ami b'nei Yisrael. Why does it break it up into two parts? Says Arachaim HaKadosh, is trying to show us over here the love the Ribbono Shel has for Klal Yisrael. If it would say, Es Tzivoisai B'nei Yisrael, you would think the Ribbono Shel has many Tzivois. One of those is B'nei Yisrael. The Pasuk wants to stress no. Es Tzivoisai, there is only one. There's only one person, one group the Ribbono Shel loves. One Tzivois, there's one Tzivois Hashem. Now, it tells you, who is that? Since you might not know it yet, who is that one? Es Ami B'nei Yisrael. There's a klal, general, a prat, telling you the individual. Who is the klal? Who is that? Ami B'nei Yisrael is the only one that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves. Okay, we haven't got time to go further, maybe. Next year we'll have to go back to it.